If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
In Deuteronomy chapters 1, 2, and 3, they are dedicated to a rehearsal of what God has done. They are peppered with the phrase, "You've been here long enough." And that is our theme for 2018. In the 7:30 service, I've been teaching the principles of faith. In the 11:30 service, I've been teaching the principles of God doing something new. The purpose for teaching faith is to give you information that you can apply to situations that develop in your life. Life is comprised of situations, issues, and events. That's it. How you deal with them will determine how you come out of it. Now, what the Bible does, I know the Bible brings comfort. I know it does. People read it, they get comfort. You go to fooling around with that 23rd Psalm and you read that and you start feeling sort of relieved. When you go to reading certain things in the Bible, it does something to you. But the Bible was not written to give you a feeling of warmth. It was written to give you direction. In other words, when you come to situations in your life, how are you to handle these negative or problematic situations? Now, I have determined, since we were teaching the new thing and the faith, I determined as the husbandman of this church, and I must be first partaker of the fruit, I determined that I was going to live by the principles in the book. That means that I am intentional about what I say and what I do, and more than that, to whom I give access to my mind and emotion. Because you can be brought down by things around you. So I determined that access to my phones and access to emails and all these other things, they're going to have to change for 2018. Let me tell you why. And this should be your mantra as well. We want the glory of God in our midst. It doesn't come without a price. And people are always the price. Just read the Bible. Every time God is about to do something significant in your life, he takes people out of your life or takes you away from people. When you start feeling that alienation, that's God's hint. I'm about to bless you. Everybody can't handle your blessing. See, we worry a lot about us being able to handle what God is doing for us. That's not the issue. The issue is if God blesses you, how will people around you handle it? Because if they can't celebrate you and celebrate with you, they take your joy away, and all that God has done for you, you now have to waste that energy defending it. So I'm like Pastor Susie Owens said, I'm not celebrating anybody that doesn't celebrate me. I'm not wasting time with anybody who doesn't lift me. You either move with me or get rolled over. And that's how the church has to be. Okay? The church is not made up of 1,000 different emotions. It's made up of the directive of God. Now, since we're capitalizing on the phrase that we've been here long enough, I want every one of you to think about things in your lives where you have overstayed your welcome. You know it. You know it. Your mind and your emotion begins to let you know when you've been someplace too long. Now, for me, it's a very easy identification. I get bored. When I get bored, I know I've been there too long. I get bored, and when I get bored, I lose the joy of being there. And it's a dangerous thing for me to get bored, because I know it's time to migrate. I'm like a wilder beast. It's time to migrate. If it's not possible to physically leave the situation, like I might get bored with my job, but it's not possible for me to leave it. So what I have to do then is change how I deal with it. Amen. So that I can refresh myself. Amen. So you may be in something. I'm not talking about those of you that are married. The pastor said, I'm bored with you. It's time to move. I am not giving you that license. But you do, you may have to rethink how you interact with each other. Okay? But when we're dealing with God, many of us, unfortunately, become bored with God. Because it's the same thing, week after week. Same service, same devotion, same worship. Preacher comes up, yells at you for 20 minutes, tells you to praise God. You know exactly what's going to happen. Then somebody comes up to sing the same songs. The songs are not in line with the vision of the house. The house is about love and forgiveness. Not one song's about love and forgiveness. Not one scripture's about love. You know, and so what you're having here is a pulling apart from the vision, and that's why we don't see the vision realized. Everything is supposed to work with the vision at the time. When we're in deliverance mode, all the singing, all the effort should be around deliverance. When we're in the healing mode, everything should be around healing. There should be no dichotomy between God and us. If he's leading us one direction, we shouldn't go in another direction. If God has us building, we should not be spending money on foolish things. Now, since we've been here long enough, this morning we talked about being here long enough in financial dilemma. It's not often that I encourage you to buy the CD from the previous service, but you need to get this one because we talked about how you can get out of the financial dilemma that you're in. The principle that God gave to us in the Word of God tells us, number one, God has nothing to do with poverty, hear me, and neither does the devil. Poverty is a mindset. When you're born into it, you adopt it, and you can't get out of it till you start thinking differently. We think with a slave or bondage mentality. We don't think success. We think survival. Now, it's not your fault, because our grandparents came out of the Depression thinking survival. And so they passed that on to their children, survival. And then you passed it on to yours. And here is the clash. The generation before us right now, our teenagers, are not thinking survival. They're thinking radically to reestablish. That's why so many of them don't want to go to college. They want to shake the status quo. But they're met with resistance from their parents and grandparents because the cultural changes are causing that rift. Same way with God. Jesus drew you and enabled you to get saved. But we tend to stop with that. So he says, I am come that you might have life. And the King James says, and have it more abundantly. But that doesn't make sense unless you exegete the passage. What he's saying is, I am come that you might have life and know how to live it to the fullest. Now, if I were to ask you, what does it mean to live life to the fullest? Because of our capitalistic mindset, we would say things such as have as much money as you need, have the right people in your life to make you happy, the job ought to make you happy. But Jesus said, I am come that you learn how to live life to the fullest. But he never taught us. The Bible is a book of principles. Application of those principles helps us to live life to the fullest. And so God has put this responsibility on my shoulders to teach my people in accordance with Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers. Why? To equip you to do the work. Listen carefully. If you read that passage correctly, this is why I tell you, you should go to school. Because if you read that passage correctly, he tells us he gave those ministerial gifts. Apostles, pastors, evangelists, prophets, and teachers, if you use the fivefold method. He gave them, and then he says, to do the work, to teach you to do the work. They're not to do the work, Their work is to teach you to do the work. Now, watch what Paul does. He then goes into family. He goes right from the fivefold gifting, their responsibility, into family. Husbands, wives, wives, husbands, parents, children, children, and parents. It seems that Paul is saying that in order for you to be successful in the work of ministry, your family relationships have to be healed. You cannot preach for God and be at war with your parents or your children. Even in the book of 1 Timothy, when Timothy tells Paul that some people here at Ephesus want to be bishops, he said, fine, find out how they treat their family. Because if they don't know how to raise their children, if they don't know how to treat their spouses, if they don't know how to care for themselves, how are they going to care for the people of God? If I am wounded emotionally and bruised psychologically, I'm going to be hateful in my teachings to you. And you will say, preach it, when I preach a horrific message, but I'm preaching from my pain. I'm not preaching from grace. I'm preaching from a Pharisaical mindset. Now, those of you that have been saved longer than I am old, if you can remember back years ago when the pastors all preached from that spirit of bitterness, you were going to hell for everything. You sat in church because you were afraid that God was going to kill you. These people were hurting inside. Jesus never condemned anybody to hell, never went on a homophobic attack. Jesus never found a lesbian and said, you're going to bust hell wide open. He ran into a woman who was a bit frisky and told the people who condemned her, if any of you are living a life of perfection, throw a stone. Do you see the spirit? All right. So, when you're dealing with God, you must understand that the Bible was given to heal us first. I can't bring my neurosis to the pulpit and preach through it and hurt you. I have to deal with it outside the pulpit. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed by personal issues, if I love you, I'll say, God, I'm not going to preach today. Because all that will come out of me is my hurt and my pain. You can't do ministry through that level of bitterness. Now listen, because here's what we're doing to this afternoon. It's time for a change. Say that.
It's time for change.
Tell your neighbor it's time for a change.
It's time for change.
Now tell them you've been here long enough.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1118P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.